Conversations with Joan Lewis.
Here we are, Joan, for another week.
Well, you know, it was a week of important developments, important speeches. We saw the presentation of the Pope's Lenten message, but I think the words that are going to kind of echo in our minds for quite some time are those that the Holy Father said about the natural law.
Because he's been stressing natural law several times.
Oh, actually an awful lot if you look at a lot of his speeches. In the last few days and earlier in the week, he was actually addressing a Congress that had been organized on the theme, the natural moral law problems and perspectives. And it was organized by the Pontifical Lateran University. It was a three-day conference, and he was addressing the participants in the Vatican. And quite simply, I mean, you can say the Holy Father is saying no to unnatural laws.
But for those of our listeners who mightn't be sure, natural law is a very special term, isn't it?
Natural, in your nature. And as the Holy Father said, it is inscribed in our very being. A little child at the age of 4, without any teaching by his parents, it is inscribed in his being that harming somebody else, that killing is wrong. You just know that. That doesn't mean you won't go ahead and do it at the age of 4 or 44. However, you know it is wrong. It is inscribed in our genetic code, really. And so he was, in essence, saying no to unnatural laws. And he simply said, no law made by man can overturn that of the Creator without dramatically affecting society in its very foundation. And to do this would mean to weaken the family, penalize children, and to make the future of society precarious. And the Pope said that when natural law is not respected, in other words, when we don't respect the law that's within us, that we know right from wrong, and we do, then society falls victim to ethical relativism that harms individuals and, as he said earlier in his talk, especially families. And he said, awareness of this law is inscribed in our very being. It's the true guarantee offered to everyone to be able to live freely and in dignity. It has rules, he said, that supersede all human laws and do not allow for derogations by anyone. And then he also pointed out that every legal order, every judicial system, internal, that is to say within a country, or international, draws its ultimate legitimacy from being rooted in natural law. And then the Holy Father got right down to talking about the concrete applications of this natural law. He said this includes protecting human life from conception to its natural end, and protecting the institution of marriage between a man and a woman. And he stressed, life, said Pope Benedict, is not man's property, but it is the free gift of God. He gives it to us, and we all know it is supposed to be God who takes it from us when that time has come, not we who take it from ourselves or from another person. And so he said, outlining these principles, this vision, he said that any attack on this vision, an attack on the natural law, an attack on life itself and human dignity, he said any attack is juridical positivism. And he said, in other words, private interests become right. You and I as legislators, what we feel should be right becomes the bill, becomes the law. And that's really not the way it works, because you're shoving to one side the natural law. And so he said, without this vision that he had outlined, he said, the weak are at the mercy of the strong. The strong are going to make the laws, and the weak are at their mercy because they have no law-making ability. They have no power. And he said, without this vision, legislation becomes a series of compromises, and science and technology leave humans open to manipulation with devastating results for all. And here you can be talking about euthanasia, you can be talking about abortion, you can be talking about allowing people to know who are expecting a baby, for example, well before its birth if it has any defects, and giving them a choice, do they want it or not? Like you wouldn't buy a defective car, why would you have a defective child? And so the child, the person, is thought of as an object. So, I mean, it was a very, very powerful speech. We could sit here.
Well, it covers so many different areas, doesn't it?
Oh,
because
of our life,
once
sure.
You're talking about natural law, you're talking about the whole of life.
You're talking about life itself, and then you're talking about human dignity, and then you are talking about relationships when we get down to marriage. And, you know, there were two other speakers, actually, one who addressed the Pope as he was speaking to the participants in this meeting on the natural law, and then Cardinal Casper, who spoke at the meeting itself, on, I think it was the last day of the three-day meeting. But Bishop Fisichella, who is, of course, rector of the Pontifical Lateran University, he thanked Pope Benedict for the strength and constancy with which, in various ways of your Petrine ministry, you have denounced the state of crisis of our culture and society. And he said, I think these are great words, he said, insisting on these themes creates uneasiness among people. They would prefer silence in order to marginalize our presence, that of the church, that of this voice speaking for the natural law. For us, instead, he said to the Pope, your words are profound support for the prophetic office we hold, and they stimulate us to a public and coherent witness. And then I was really struck by words pronounced by Cardinal Casper, head of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, at this meeting on the natural law. He said, the humanity of mankind is at a turning point. And he says, after all the barbaric acts of the last century, he said, I also have to ask myself, we have to ask ourselves, if our period, our time, is also not a time of great danger, not just for the actions of single persons, he said, but in principles themselves. And that's what led him to say the humanity of mankind is at a turning point. So,
oh, please, God is going to turn the right way.
I know. And you go home and you pray and you think about it and you go, okay, what can I do? I have to do my best, and I have to defend these principles with other people. You and I, who are in the media, we have a duty to talk about it. We have a duty to write about it. So,
Well, the thing is, you mightn't be able to change much, but I'm a great believer in the power of one.
Oh, I am too.
Except in our case, it's a power of two, because God's with us. Now,
sorry,
this is our last program before Lent.
It is, and the Lenten message of the Holy Father was made available this week. It was very interesting. By the way, it is on the website, of course, of the Vatican. All you have to do is go to Holy Father, go to where it says messages, and you will see in 10 languages his message for Lent 2007. I think there's even Romanian and Swedish, and not the typical French, English, Spanish, Portuguese that you might think. The message does talk about charity, past messages have for many, many years, how we can help our brothers and sisters, those who are hungry, those who are poor. There's many, many ways that we can actually go out and help our brothers and sisters, those who are the unwanted and unloved and the marginalized. The message this year, instead of concentrating so much on man, on us, on what we can do for our fellow mankind, the message was theocentric. It was more God-centered. And in the sense of God is love, and the Pope took up again a number of the themes, the ideas presented in his very first encyclical just over a year ago, of God is love. And in essence, in echoing this encyclical, God is love, he accented the spiritual dimension of charity, the Pope did. He said, in essence, when God, who is love, is at the center of charitable acts, of charitable works, of helping the less fortunate, of giving, then this act of giving and helping changes from mere philanthropy to charity.
Well, doesn't it tie up beautifully with the gospel for this Sunday, in which Jesus is saying, be compassionate as your Heavenly Father is compassionate?
I don't think I did mention that the theme of the Pope's message for Lent 2007 is they shall look on him whom they have pierced. Now, how is that related to what we've said so far? I think Archbishop Cordes said it very well. He said the Pope, in his Lenten message, goes back to the pain that weighs upon our lives through our fault or through others' fault. And he invites us to raise our eyes from the depths to the heights. I love that. They shall look on him whom they have pierced. And he said, Archbishop Cordes said, the Holy Father reveals a sensitivity to the despair of the world, not exclusively, perhaps not even principally, but to eliminate misery by one's own efforts.
You've been listening to Joan Lewis. To find out more about Joan or to ask her a question, please visit our website at vaticanradio.org.